Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Status Bro Show. As always, I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with my co-host, Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Andrew the Douchebag Engren.
What's up, Dr. Brones McCoy?
That was alright.
That was okay.
I was pretty proud of that one.
What was the one you had last week? Or the other week? Sorry, we had no show last week.
Shit, Bill Bro Baggins, I think.
You Brodo Baggins.
You said Brony Soprano, I like that.
Yeah, that was okay.
Speaking of last week, I wasn't even going to jump into that. I don't even have it on my list of stuff for this week to talk about. But I just want to say it's Zach the Youngblood Lewis's fault because he just started at the radio station I work at, and he got the early AM. He got the red eye shift, so to speak, and
the AM.
He was a little you were a little overwhelmed with that, right?
Last week,
yeah,
I was overwhelmed because it was the first semester of school.
And but yes, what's more overwhelming, your first day of class or a first day at the station?
First day on the air, yeah.
Yeah, but you did good.
Thanks.
No, I got to say, I listened.
I think he actually did well, Kevin.
Yeah. Did you listen?
No.
Fuck you.
It was good. He did good.
Yeah. I like to think I did good.
You got called on the bat phone, though.
I did, twice.
No, I thought only once on the bat phone. The other, you just got called on the request line.
Right, so the hotline and the request line.
Which, by the way, the guy, our boss, only does that to newbies just to fuck with you. Calls on the... Like, that was not in any way an offense that was worthy of the bat phone. He was just fucking with you.
Right.
But, no.
They didn't call me last time, so...
Yeah, no, you're golden, though.
It was nice.
Would you like to share your missteps?
I don't want to say too much about the show. Basically, I defined the show as the wrong format in one of my back cells, which is... Rookie mistake. My first time on the air. Shit.
Fuck, I don't care. People. He said smooth jazz, but we play all jazz, so that's where he fucked up.
Yeah,
He said smooth jazz for the smooth listener.
That's not bad.
No,
right?
I like it.
You heard it.
Yeah, no,
it.
I thought it was
Christina
cool.
Christina told me later, she's like, when you said that, I thought it was clever.
It was
I
cool,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, smooth jazz for the smooth listener. But no, he called me up pretty much immediately after I said it. And
nice name drop, by the way.
Out. Who? He?
The program director. You totally dropped her name.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Damn, it's all right.
Anyway. She doesn't give a fuck.
Her, right. Anyway, he called me up and proceeded to read my ass out. He said, don't get cute on the radio, okay? You just started here. You don't even know our format. We're classic jazz, okay? We're not smooth jazz. I was like, classic jazz for the classic listener? He's like, no!
Is that really? Did he say we're classic jazz?
Yes.
That doesn't even make sense, though, because we play like 2 o'clock lab band. I mean, maybe that's just because it's like UNT's specific...
They're classic jazz format.
They're a jazz group that are new. I mean, that's not classic.
I don't know jack shit about jazz.
I don't either. I don't even know how to describe our format. Yeah, really. I don't know anything about jazz.
Apparently defining it as smooth is very insulting, even though I call somebody a smooth listener. I think that's nice.
I like that too.
Yeah. And the next time he called me...
Not many
me,
people have the balls to throw something out there their first day. You thanks. Know, so many people stumble over their shit and can barely even fucking talk, I feel like.
Well, no, I'm never going to do it again.
Well, no. Well, that's the way it is.
I'm never going to put any inflection of personality.
Express a little personality on the air, and then as soon as you do it, bat phone rings, you get chewed out. That's just the way it works.
And then the next time he called me was for... I fucked up a PSA.
Oh, PSA.
I said it was tomorrow. It was actually today.
You didn't look at the date. Hey. Time.
Sorry. False alarm.
Yeah, you got to have that ready at all times. This is a good segue.
Dude,
sorry, Zach. My bad. I really thought
I almost forgot we were doing it. You don't even have to say that. You can just get his attention. If you want to say perpetrators, you can do that if you want.
You're like an old man pissing on his shoes. Like, every time you're about to do something, you can't do it.
Yeah.
You can't
Zach has all these analogies. I like that.
It was interesting. It wasn't as good as catching what you're throwing, but...
No.
Yeah.
By the way, we got a new, brand new producer. Let's give a warm Status Bro Show welcome to Ryan Scharfenberg.
Yeah. Hey!
Go ahead. Go ahead, lean in here. Let make sure everybody can hear you. How you doing, man?
Good. Just living the life.
Tell everybody a little about yourself. What do you do?
I am a RTVF student, and I'm studying those type of things.
What do you want to do? What's your end game?
End game is to make it in the industry.
Okay, that was the vaguest possible response ever. And
make it in the industry in the, you know... Just do whatever I'm best at.
All right, that's enough. He's going to be our bitch for the next couple of weeks. And if he keeps talking like that, then I'm going to have to move on. No, I'm just breaking your balls.
Hey, I got a quick question for Ryan.
Yeah.
Are you a young blood like Zach, or are you an old fuck like me and Kevin?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Make sure of both, actually.
Well, how old are you?
I am old enough.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Seriously? Come on.
23.
Oh my God! Yeah, no. Why are you bringing this old man on the show?
He's a fucking young blood. I'm fucking 28 years old, man.
Yeah.
You don't look 28.
He doesn't look 28, yes. Yeah. He still gets fucking carded. He always gets a shitting grin every time it happens.
All right, look, I know you get a job. What do you do? Do you mind saying?
I am a valet. I'm basically people's bitch already.
So. That's actually pretty cool, though. It's actually. I never knew anybody was a valet.
Do you want to go into radio, television, or film?
Film, preferably, but I mean, nice. I'm open to anything, you know.
I love audio, man. Radio's fun. Right? This is fun. You've only been here for a little bit, but come on, this is fun. About if you could do this seconds, for a living, you would
yeah.
like it.
Yeah, this is not a bad living at all, man. It's
fucking fun.
30 seconds, yeah, it's all right.
Anyway, I wanted to do Burpetrator this week, which, if anyone in our audience doesn't know, that's where we time, and whoever can accumulate the most amount of time in burps throughout the length of the show wins. But apparently Zach and AJ did not come ready to get wasted tonight. Is something wrong with the Ustream?
Probably.
Should we fix that? We're on Ustream, by the way, now. I don't know how you access it, but what do you just go to Ustream and search our name or something?
The link on Facebook. Search us at the Status Bro Show.
Eventually, our man Ryan will know all of this stuff and we'll be able to tell you, but you know, for right now, it's his first night and I don't want to throw too much at
him. No pressure, buddy.
What the fuck?
You said I didn't need to say Burpetrator. I assumed he was going to be Johnny on the spot.
You get his attention first. Like, you're like, hey, man, you know, just let him throw him a bone.
Okay. Okay.
Next time, all right? So yeah, we're kind of, what do you want to call it? Beta testing the Burpetrator tonight. Because these guys aren't getting hammered. I feel like you want it, the more you drink, the more you burp. So for this week, we're just going to do it kind of off the cuff. You see aren't... who gets... The... Hold on, wait.
You got one?
Damn it, it went away.
Jesus, you two.
I was ready that time, too.
I know, you had his finger on the trigger. That was my fault.
Match made in heaven.
Is your stream working?
Do they know what the Burpetrator is? Yes, I think so.
Does who know what the Burpetrator is?
I don't know. Them. The people listening.
Didn't I just say for anyone in the audience who doesn't know and I described the exact thing?
Did you? Well, I wasn't listening.
What are you looking at me? Yeah, I quit paying attention.
Well, shit. I guess I'm the asshole.
Yeah,
there's
no.
There's a show going on right now?
Hey,
Jesus
fuck you.
Christ. All right, new producer, Ryan. Thank you for keeping track of the Burpetrator tonight. Bunch
yes,
of fucking ingrates. Thanks, buddy.
He's on the ball.
Now, one thing I wanted to talk about is when AJ was a total douche over the weekend, but I think we almost resolved it now, and there's no point in delving into it. I mean, you know, we're friends again.
Really?
So
you put
all right.
Our business in the street like that?
Yes, absolutely. Hard. That's the whole point of my show.
Come on.
What, you want to hear it?
I do.
We're going to sound so gay if I get into this.
Yeah, this really is like the most borderline homosexual argument I've ever had with anybody ever, and I'd really rather not talk.
It couldn't be as bad as Kevin giving Kyle a handy.
I don't know about
I
that.
I did not give Kyle a handy, by the way. Don't believe that.
Yes,
it was through jeans.
No judgment.
It just touched it.
No judgment.
He touched, dude, it's not what you think.
Yeah, I mean, you can get a handy from a stranger with no emotion whatsoever. Right, guys?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, but
I never gave anyone a handy. I mean, I got a handy in the story, and not from a guy, if you remember it. Kyle and I both got handies.
Just with the guy in the room.
You also touched each other's cocks.
He was in the room, yes. Okay.
Will you make that noise again?
Oh, you made it was like a...
There you go.
Okay, look. Yes, he did touch my cock, and I touched his cock, but it's only for a second, through jeans, two fingers, index and thumb. That's it. Just for 3 seconds. That was it. And then we each got handies. And yes, we were in the room. This was like
Christ.
10 years ago. More than that. Why do I always have to come back to this? That was one of my better stories, though.
Jesus.
That was one of Kyle's best moments on the show. All right, so I want to dive into this because AJ doesn't want to talk about it.
A
what
little
do you think,
bit.
Do you want to hear?
Where were you?
AJ, you can just sit back and relax. I'm just going
to
talk
you
to my
buddy. You have to go real
here,
in
right?
depth. Just I'm curious what
okay.
the fuck happened.
So this weekend Sorry. Was Labor Day weekend, as everybody knows.
Yeah.
Part of the reason last week everything was so busy, we didn't have a show, whatever. Have a nice relaxing weekend, now we're back all ready to go. And so Sunday is when I wanted to do something for Labor Day because I don't like to do something on Labor Day because everybody's got shit going the next day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, you're watching the Ustream and you're bumming me out. What's going on?
Monitoring our shit, okay?
Is it working?
I'm just making sure.
Do I look good?
It looks like it's working.
All
you
right.
look great, always.
Thanks, buddy.
Come on, hon.
Thanks, sweetheart. Now... I had a whole day planned. I wanted to have AJ come over on Sunday. We hang out by the pool at my parents' house because they were out of town. Originally, they were going to have a party, which my parents used to always do for Labor Day. Meaning everybody would come. We have a bunch of friends out. I would always go. I would drink almost all day. And then I would sit around after dinner and sober up for a few hours and go back to Denton.
Yeah.
That's my usual MO. So what I wanted to do was basically do that same thing, except I didn't really have any guests except for this fucking guy. I didn't know anybody who would want to come and hang out. You were out of town.
Right.
A lot of other people. And so my whole plan was, I was like, cool, I'll have AJ over, we'll grill. I'll do like my own grill and chill thing. That's what we call it, grilling and chilling, which
nice.
I know is kind of douche chilling, but it's all
yeah.
right. So I went to the store and I got all kinds of good stuff. I got veggie sticks and ranch. I got some summer sausage, some Swiss cheese, smoked turkey just to snack on, crackers.
Sounds awesome.
Then I bought some chicken and some brats to grill for later.
You're like a craft services table.
Thank you. I bought a Dirty 30, which I put on a cooler and brought outside. Like, it was going to be a cool day. So AJ comes over. We have a couple of drinks. And he mentions something about later in the night or, like, the next day. And I'm like, hey, just to let you know, like, I plan on going back to Denton tomorrow. Like, that's, like, my whole plan. Like, that's what I always do. Plus, I think the reason AJ got pissed is he knew I was hanging out with a lady friend. Which, look, you know, dividing your time between the girls and the dude bros is a tale as old as time. It happens. So, and then he gets all buttered. He's like, so what? I can't hang out and get drunk? I'm like, sure you can get drunk. It's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't have to leave till like 8. We have all fucking day to hang out.
Six
you know?
Hours.
He's like, I thought we were going to hang out together, you know? And I'm like, well, obviously, yeah, we all went to a lot of trouble. We're totally going to hang out. And then he's like, you know what? I'm just going to leave. And he fucking puts his drink down and leaves.
You legitimately left?
After like 15 minutes.
That's awesome. Yeah.
How is that awesome?
I don't know.
Allow me to retort.
Okay, all right. You're gonna have your day.
First of all, Kevin is making it sound like he put down his own money for this.
Yes,
and
I did.
I want to clarify, he did not.
Yes, I did.
He says he did not.
How do you figure?
Okay. Also,
how do you figure I didn't put down my own money?
When was the last time you saw your lady friend prior to this, Kevin?
Been like 4 days.
And when was the last time you and I actually hung out outside of this podcast?
Well, how does this not count?
It's been over a month. So,
okay, but what dude complains
so
about how often
this kid
you
is
spend
like the brother I've
it.
Never had, and I come over and he's like, oh, wait, well, you're gonna have to sober up and get out of here because I need to go get some pussy. Okay, when was the last time you got some pussy? Wednesday. Like,
that's
you on a 3-day weekend, you couldn't have set aside one day to hang
you
out.
You know
with
facts
me,
that I can't mention, other areas of this case that, that I cannot
but
mention.
You brought this up, not me, homie.
Yeah, so. I know, but come on, he's a dick in this element. I set aside an entire day and went to a lot of trouble.
How did
and
you
by
set
way,
aside an entire day?
From 2 to 7 isn't the whole day?
I thought it was 2 to 8.
2 to 8, even better. You're right.
Okay, ask your parents. Even ask your lady.
My parents' barbecue started at 3 p.m.
Okay.
I even went an hour early.
I don't think they had to drive home either, Kevin.
No, you can be an adult. You don't have to get shit-faced. You can hang out
this
with me.
This coming from the kid who told me he's drunk every day for like the last 10 years.
What is the point? What does that have to do with us hanging out?
Do I normally drink during the show, Kevin? How many times have we hung out when I haven't gotten drunk?
This is awesome.
What,
I mean,
is that, what does that have to do with the show? What does that have to
because
do with
you're
us?
You're trying to make it sound like I'm some fucking alcoholic, and I was like, I can't drink. Well, fuck it, I'm out
that
of here.
Really is the primary reason you left.
Yeah, because I didn't want to drive home when my job involves driving. I get a DUI. That's game over for me.
Oh, but you have no problem letting me drive after drinking when
no,
I drive
I don't.
You back.
You're
okay.
Willing to take that risk. You've made it blatantly
clear. Zach,
I
want you to wait
times.
Here. What do you think? I want you to be a mediator. I want you to play mediator, and I want you to be fucking honest.
Because
this guy fucking pissed me off this time. He's going to get it.
Do I think that you should have stuck around? Yes. Don't think you should have left. Do I think that you're a dick because you were going to go bang instead of hang out with him and you haven't hung out with him?
Which it wasn't even about banging that night. It really wasn't.
Yeah, and I tell this kid, dude, I think I'm going to leave. And he's like, come on, man. I'm depressed.
Yeah, I was. And I know he was too. I wanted somebody to hang out with.
So you thought I was depressed, but that didn't matter enough to you to say, you know what, let's hang out. Let's put off the pussy for one evening.
We could have discussed it if you didn't run off like a little fucking schoolgirl.
I think I even said, hey, why don't you have your lady friend come over here? And your response was, no, I want to be alone with her. Like I'm 13 years old.
Oh, and me saying
I'm going to
be alone with my lady friend is gayer than him bitching about not being alone with me for the night?
See, now look at the track he's taking. Now he's calling me gay.
All right, come on, Zach.
Weigh in. He's not gay for
weigh in.
You brought it up. He's not gay for arguing. I think he makes some solid points here.
What is his point? What did
why
I do wrong?
Why didn't you invite your lady friend over to your place?
Well, first of all, it wouldn't have happened until way later that night anyway. But I didn't want to spend the night there. I never do that on the holidays. I just don't do it. I don't hang out at my parents overnight. I go home.
Would you like to
why?
Hear some of the text messages
because
Kevin sent me discussing this?
No, don't do that. That's
are
fucking
you sure?
Yes.
All right,
you
come brought on. This up, not me, homie.
You guys said you're
that's
very
off the books,
on
man.
This one.
That's off the
details.
Books.
We can drop it. We're good.
And he goes, because he didn't spend his own money. I get a ration of money that I'm dealt a month that is if I have to manage myself for my own cost of living, not to mention the 3/4 of my savings I've burned through since I left RRI.
Ryan, do you get a ration of money from your parents every month?
No.
Andrew, do you get a ration of
when
money?
When you were in college?
Actually, I worked in college, Kevin. My
that's oh,
my
your college, your work paid for all your bills in college.
It paid for all my booze, certainly.
Okay, well, I pay for my own fucking booze. I got 2 jobs.
You know, the biggest issue here is why don't we have such a sweet food set up here right now?
Yeah, well, I don't, you know, because it all went to shit. It's old now. The veggie sticks are clearly fucked.
Yeah.
Why would you have not have hung out for the day? I mean, come on. If I went to that trouble, you wouldn't have hung out and spent the day with me?
I would have hung out, but I still would have thought you were a dick.
Why?
Because you're, it's bros before hoes,
man.
I have to devote an entire,
he sounds
oh my
like,
God.
I can't fucking believe this.
Zach is the one saying this when almost every weekend he has to do the girlfriend thing. He never can hang out with me.
Why am I the bad guy?
I vividly recall
you're not,
you.
I'm not gonna whine
you were
about
bitching
it.
About this about him last fucking week.
When did I pitch about Zach for this?
You're like, yeah, Zach keeps on saying he can't do it because he's got to be up in the morning. Oh, and he's got to go to a convention with his girlfriend.
That was business, not personal.
Like, you said that? So,
that was business, not personal. Asshole. That was for the show. Okay, you honestly gonna deny that there? I mean, partly you're partly responsible for not having a show last week.
Last week?
Yeah.
Yes, I partly am. But hey,
and I didn't fault you for it.
In the studio that said we still have a free skip.
We do, which is why I didn't make a beef with you about it.
Thank you.
Now, Ryan, come in. Come on, talk to me here.
I'm here.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, that's great.
This guy's the dude who's known me for all 20 minutes. Come on, wait.
Who are you? Yeah, no, exactly. He has an unbiased view. Who are you leaning towards on this? Who is the dick? And I did not leave to go get pussy. I had a personal issue I had to deal with. I had to deal with because it was very, it had to be done one on one.
So your argument is if you had said, hey, I need to go talk, I would have been like, no, 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 fuck that.
God damn it with the fucking name drops.
My bad.
It's fine.
Jesus. You're just pissed off you lost the argument.
I did not lose the argument. Nobody thinks that, nobody I know that I've discussed with this thought, like, it made sense why AJ left.
Who did you talk about this with?
Everyone I know.
Like? Is this like when you said several people have told me last week's show suck and then it was Cameron, basically?
You know what? Maybe a lot of people get rubbed the wrong way by AJ and don't really want to be around him. That is a fact.
Okay, like who?
Anyone I know.
Like?
Oh, you just want me to name names.
Sure.
So, you know what? Anytime I do this, you always want it, and then I give it to you, and then you throw it in my face for months. Like last time with Cameron, I brought up the fact that I said I was annoyed with you the whole show. Not even Cameron, and you still have not let that go. And that was fucking weeks ago.
Because you're just trying to throw shots at me, man.
So what?
Can we move on?
Oh, my God. Seriously, when all said and done, that's you're siding with him.
No, I think you both did some.
What did I do wrong?
Wrong shit. Well, he makes a good point. Shit, if I was
all I said was you want to hang out and grill shit for the day, and I totally delivered on what I offered.
That's why I said he was an ass for leaving. He should have stuck around.
I did exactly what I said I was going to do.
I wholeheartedly agree that he should have stuck around. Should not have left. That was kind of a dick move. That being said.
All right.
I don't know. I don't know what you were expecting out of the whole
thing. I want to make up. I don't want him to be fucking pissed about it anymore, and I won't be pissed. Huh? Can we bury it?
Well, let's
can we talk about what you're depressed about?
Let's talk about it later, man.
Why don't you tell me about why you're depressed?
I don't want to.
Why not? You wanted to dive into our cell phone conversation, but you want to talk about yourself?
It really kind of goes into some family shit that I'd really rather not talk about on air.
I called him like a pussy faggot fucking crybaby or some shit in a text. Like, I'll admit that I did
cancer.
That. Okay, well, okay. Yeah, okay, see, why can't you talk to me about that? I talked to you about my fucking
maybe
thing.
Maybe I don't want
to
talk about it on air, Kevin.
Well, you don't have to talk about it on air, but we could have, you know. Okay, see, this is a serious subject, and I didn't mean to pry or, like, offend you in any way. But, I mean, you could have told me this. You could have told me this the other day when we were hanging out. Is it, like, a real bad thing? I mean, come on. Talk to me.
I already think I said I didn't want to talk about this, Kevin.
Yeah, well, you just brought it up, though.
No, technically you brought it up.
Well, I can't bring up that. I mean, he revealed that.
I feel like a dick, dude. I'm a lip.
Okay, obviously, look, it got very calm in the room right now. These are the kind of moments that happen in radio when somebody makes a revelation like that. I like these kind of moments. Not that I'm saying I like your situation, but I'm saying if you want to talk about it now, we can talk about it. Or if you want to just completely move on, we can move on.
I want to move on.
All right, we will move on. Let me mark AJ/douchebag off of my list for Wednesday's show, and I'll move on to my next topic. So, school started this week. Zach, how was it for you?
School started last week.
Yeah, whatever. This was our first full week. Not even a full week.
Thanks for blaming it on me, though. I appreciate that.
I didn't do it on the air.
You did.
Well, you even admitted that it was mostly your fault. Hey, oh, get the timer. Get the timer. Get the timer.
Two point two.
Mark it.
Not bad.
Thank you.
I
really thought that would be. I would deliver more than that on this game.
You're the host. If the show doesn't roll, it's all on you, man.
I think this has been a fucking great show so far.
I think it's been pretty awesome. That being said, come on. You can blame it all on me.
What, last week?
Yes.
No, we probably could have figured out a way to make it work. But look, I didn't want to break your balls about it.
What were you doing Tuesday night?
I don't even remember.
Let's see. What day did you go to his place?
This was Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah. Oh, so, you mean Tuesday night of this week?
No,
like last
week.
Night? Oh, I don't remember what the fuck.
Saturday,
I was
Friday, Thursday.
Night.
Okay, so Wednesday you were busy.
I wasn't busy.
Why didn't we go Wednesday? You were.
Was I really?
Sunday. He asked you when was the last time you banged. You know what you said? 4 days ago, which was
Wednesday.
Sherlock Holmes.
For the record, when I banged on Wednesday, it was Wednesday morning.
Oh,
so you were busy Tuesday night.
I guess so, yeah.
Yes.
I was busy Tuesday night. Right. Well, we're but Tuesday Wednesday. Was never even on the table. We never do a show on Tuesday.
We could have done a show on Tuesday.
Maybe.
I agree, look, we don't do it often, but in okay, this situation, look, so maybe it might be a necessary evil.
By association, I somewhat blamed you. I mean, yeah, like I said, it was your... But I mean, I don't really blame you. You know I understand. We already talked about this. I wasn't going to come on the air and say, Zach fucked up our show or something.
Yeah, you were going to come on and say, Zach, you should admit that it was mostly your fault that we didn't do a show.
No, no, no.
You did. You literally said that.
Well, look, I will take responsibility because it's my show. I could have figured out a way to do it. I'm sorry.
All right,
I know you're a little overloaded.
I'll go 75-25 with you.
Like, 75 my fault?
No, my fault.
Oh, okay.
I'll own it. I'm not a bitch.
I can own the 75 because it is my show.
Okay. Well, we're at 150%.
Ryan, what do you think? Forget it. Now,
firing on all cylinders.
Well, I'm going to check in to make sure everything sounds right. So how was your first week anyway, slash this week?
My first week was
yeah, forget
okay.
about the station. How were the classes? Because, you know, I know we had some interesting developments in the school department.
They're good. I'm in the film version of the movie 21, which is weird.
Wait, what?
But the film exciting. Version of
the movie. Yeah, that movie is a film. You talk about the movie with, like, Kevin Spacey and...
Yeah, I'm in the film version
of
that.
But Blackjack?
Yeah, it's weird.
What does that mean, you're in the film version?
I got this email from a teacher. I was waitlisted for one of his classes. I got this email from him one night, like 11:45, telling me about this really odd class format that he's got that he wants me to check out. And I was like, I don't even know this fucking guy. I don't know anybody that knows this teacher. But sure, I'll ask him, you know, I'll check it out. So I email him back at like 12:30. I was like, sure, why not? And he emails me back at like 1 a.m. off his iPad. Says, come in for an interview. I have to interview for this fucking class, okay? So I go in the next day at like 5:30.
Interview for a fucking class?
Yes. I go in, it's this half-hour thing where basically he grills me on what I've been doing over the summer.
Oh, so it's not even like where you just have to go and get a code, and you just say, like, I want to be in your class, and they give you a code.
No.
Like, you actually had to sit down like you're an interviewer for a fucking job?
And he's asking me about production classes, when I've been, and my interests in whether I like pre-production or post or whatever, you know? And I tell him everything. He's like, you know, I think this is a great opportunity. Let me tell you about this class. What this class is it's a special problems class, which I don't know anybody's taken one, but they exist, right, for special problems. Like
no, I always see them when I'm trying to register. You've probably seen those, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Those ones that just say special problems. I'm like, yeah. I don't know what the fuck that means.
It's a class that requires 2 semesters from the students, so I have to be in it for this semester and next semester.
Okay, see, it's a work in progress. We'll get it right next
that
time.
That wasn't even as good as your last one.
I know, but I should have at least said something.
It was just good judgment on your part.
Yeah.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah, all right.
There you go.
But Zach's all over my nuts today. Jesus.
Whatever.
I can't make everybody happy.
You're giving him 20 questions. You put me up in the firing range next to him. It's not good, all right? It's great radio, but it's...
So what, you do 2 semesters, you get 6 hours credit?
No, I do 2 semesters, 3 hours each. Yeah, 6 hours credit. The big thing is that there's some kind of film festival in Vegas, okay? It's like the Academy Awards or some shit. I don't know. And anyway, our job...
It's not like
class,
the Academy Awards. It's like the Academy Awards of student
What would you
shit.
Call it?
I don't know what
Describe
I would call
a film
it.
Festival in Vegas.
I don't know. I never heard of it until you told me about
great.
It. Well, why would I call it the Academy Awards? It's nothing like the
Don't
Academy
tell me
Awards.
What it's not,
it's not
okay?
in New York based off the nation's most successful films. It's a fucking, you know, it's
don't,
like Sundance.
Don't sit in your fucking chair and tell me what it's not, all right? You don't know.
Dude, I love how vocal Zach is this week. Listen. Everybody's on fire.
So, you're killing my buzz, bro. So, I'm sitting in this, you know, this class is 2 semesters. It's some film festival, right? And what we're supposed to do as a class. We basically act as a production crew, and we build the film reels and everything for this show. So when they announce Best Picture or whatever, we're the people who pull the clips out of the movies and set them up and basically do that. And we have, like, the montages and shit. That's our whole job.
So it's really producing.
It's the whole presentation.
Right.
Right. Well, that's what we do in the spring semester. In the fall semester, what we do is we enter video contests for companies and shit. And we make music videos for people, and we try to get cash money from these contests. We try to win, all right? And if you win, you get money. And this all goes into a pot. And if we get enough money...
You go to Vegas.
We all go to Vegas. Yeah. Now, the weird thing is the class seats 5.
How could you not get enough to send 5 people to Vegas?
Exactly.
I mean, so you're probably going to Vegas.
So
that's
to me,
cool.
It's like, all right, really small class doing really, you know, special problems.
It wasn't my last fucking semester.
I suppose
it
just reminds me of the movie
shit.
21, going to Vegas.
It's very cool.
Awesome.
You gonna play blackjack?
Of course.
See, I didn't play any table games when I was there. I was too much of a bitch.
What's your favorite table game?
I never played one.
You never ever?
No.
I've never been to Vegas more than once.
No, I've only been once.
Oh, I've never been.
Damn it.
Good one. I think you still won.
Yeah.
I think you still won.
It's a work in progress. This is something we're going to all have to get used to, you know? By next week, we'll have it done.
See, it sucks because I'm proud of myself. Never once have I burped on the air for this show. Not
never?
Even, never. Not even the ones we haven't
How is that even possible?
I don't know. After like show five, I was like, I totally gotta own this.
Look, but I really want to delve into
it. Now I have to start because of the perpetrator. I can't let you show me up.
First week of school, I really want to delve into is our former producer was in your class, one of your classes, right?
Yes.
How'd that go? Tell us about that. Because I like that. I want to talk about that because we parted on not the greatest of terms, and now it's a little awkward. And I also ended up in a class with each of our former class members, which I'll dive into when you're done.
Well, it was...
Whose fucking phone went off?
Pretty sure that's yours, man.
That was me. That's our guest who's coming in later today, by the way. That was on the that was the bat line. Yeah, great. He says he's on his way right now. So.
Way to cover your ass.
No, it really is. Look. On my way.
A son of a bitch.
Yeah. I'm not bullshitting.
Yeah, I walked into class. It's 11 o'clock. And I walked in really late. It was really cool. I had one of those awesome moments where like I walk in like a minute late and the teacher's calling roll and right when he hits my name.
Oh,
like,
I love when that happens.
Like, here.
That like, happens like once in your college career.
Yeah, no, it's never happened before. I was pretty proud of myself.
Sweet. Did you sit by her?
No, she was sitting in the top, like front, right in the middle.
Where were you? 184?
Huh?
It's irrelevant. Keep going.
Same one yours is in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
H. Or F.
F. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fuck.
And then you talked to her afterwards.
I didn't mean to.
And
I
she was cordial to this guy, which is when I get to my segment, I'm gonna talk about it.
And I was getting out, and I saw she was getting up, and I was like, nope, better just get out now. I'm a pussy. I'm just gonna get out of here.
So she got your attention?
Pull the chute. So I start walking out, get out of the building, and as she opens the door, she calls my name, and I turn around, I'm like, hey, what's up? Like, try to be casual. Like,
yeah.
Looked fucking stupid. Anyway, yeah, she starts chatting me up. We walked to fucking Chipotle and got food. I got
you
to
got
go.
You got to go.
Fuck out of there. Yeah.
You know you wanted to fucking bail out.
She's
of
like,
that
you're getting to go.
Shit.
I was like, all right, I got to go to work, which I really did. But at the same time, I was like, no.
There was
fuck
no
that.
Level of awkwardness.
There was absolutely level of awkwardness. Oh, okay. Never once did we talk about this show.
Or
we
me.
Completely avoided like the goddamn plague. Or you. Talk about Corey.
Cause see, I know Corey talked to me when I saw him in my class today.
Did he really?
Oh yeah. Or yesterday. Totally, dude. I tried to get his attention, I'm telling you. Like, I first walked in and I saw him, and I went to do like, hey, what's going on? He did like a look away. And then, whenever our teacher called your name, you had to come up and get your syllabus. That's like how she did like syllabus slash roll thing at once. And he went up there, Corey went up to get his, and like got it. And then he looked like right at me, and I went to get like, hey, what's up, man? He just totally cold shoulder, went to his seat. I'm like, motherfucker. Now, Melissa, I almost intentionally like, I didn't want to say anything to Melissa unless she was going to say something to me. Because I'm like, I mean, she probably fucking hates my guts. She wants to run me over with her car.
Yeah.
If she saw me. And, you know, I don't.
I would too.
Yeah, I don't blame her. So, on that sense, I don't mind, you know, her not saying anything. But I almost want to talk to her just because it's going to be only more and more awkward as the semester goes on. We just never fucking say anything to each other.
Absolutely.
It's like, I don't give a fuck. I mean, bygones are bygones. It wasn't personal. It was show business. But she always took it personal.
Of course. How could she not?
She's a girl.
Exactly.
All right. Well, can we move on from class? How was your first week, Ryan? Why don't you tell us about your classes?
It was great, man.
Yeah.
Don't you have a class with Corey Vandersling?
I do. I do intermediate film.
It's not the same class that you
No,
guys.
No. I got advanced audio.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Intermediate. Who teaches that class anyway?
Eugene Martin.
Martin. It. Gotcha. Yeah.
Is that Dave Martin?
Do you remember the film teacher that we discussed on the air that time about whether or not we would fuck her? And when I said her name a bunch of times, and then we had to edit it out, and now she doesn't work there anyway?
Yeah, she got shit canned.
Yeah, she got fired.
How crazy
you remember
is
Professor
that?
Butler?
I don't, but...
Really? Film teacher? She was young, like, always wore goofy outfits, a lot of tattoos.
Potentially no. Lesbian?
Definitely potential les.
I did not.
Oh. I had her for two courses. I had her for science fiction and intro to film.
Me too, same ones.
Yep. I think we were in both those classes together.
We were.
Yeah.
So why'd you get
first time I ever met you is when you scared the shit out of me. It was awesome.
Oh, the time that I was like, yeah, that paper's due today.
Yeah, no, the paper's due right now. Yeah. I was like, oh, the paper I haven't written? Fuck. Great. Yeah, dude.
That is the first time I ever remember seeing Zach the Gunblood Lewis.
Oh.
What did she get fired for?
What did she get fired for?
Was she fraternizing with a student?
I don't know. I heard a rumor that she banged the student.
I thought she just made out with a student.
It's a rumor.
She just assumed
probably
it's true.
A different student.
Just assume
that's
it's true.
Point.
Just assume it's true?
Yeah.
Why not?
You're not supposed to assume rumors are true. You're supposed to assume they're all false. All
right, look, guys, we're halfway through, and we got our other guest coming up next. He's our local musician. We'll get into that as soon as we get back from the break. You're listening to The Status Bro Show. You're listening to The Status Bro. We'll be right back. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Status Bro Show. We had a very productive break. I drank like two beers. I smoked a cigarette.
Two whole beers?
Yeah.
Nice work, Quincy.
Hey, you know, I'm trying to run a show here, right?
Yeah.
Plus, everybody's been busting my balls about the overdrinking lately.
Who?
This fucking guy.
This guy?
I didn't say, I don't get drunk every day.
Not every day.
This kid, okay, you didn't say you got drunk every day, but you did tell me you distinctly, with a lot of pride, I've drunk beer every day for the last 10 years or something like that.
That probably is true. Yeah. I remember the night I got back from South Padre Island after being there for spring break. I went that whole day with no beers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When was that?
That was 2011? I don't know. Fuck. Anyway, I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with my partner.
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
And the other guy.
Me.
Him.
Douchebag. And our new producer. Go ahead, say your name, buddy.
Speak up.
Say it loud.
I am Ryan.
Say it with pride.
I'm Ryan.
Say your first and last name.
Ryan Scharfenberg.
There it is.
There you go.
I still don't know that I believe him, but whatever. A little more conviction next time.
Name.
All right, so we talked about first week of school and the awkwardness with our old... oh, dude, by the way, this is something that fucking pissed me off. You know how embarrassing it is when you trip and fall in public?
Yeah, you eat shit in public. Yeah.
It's talking about when you stumble or when you fall on like...
Well, this happened to me this week. That's why I wanted to bring it up. Oh, by the way, I wanted to bring up... We got our special guest who's here, Mr. LeVar Cook, also known as... Come on in here, man. Let's go ahead and bring him in right now. You can just hang on the background for a minute, and then we'll give you a seat in just a second. Oh, you didn't have to get out. All right, Ryan, hang out, though. Hang out. Look, give me your seat, and then hang out.
What the fuck?
Whatever, just stand here. It's cool. Hey, all right, come on over here, man.
What?
What is your music name or whatever? Go ahead and let everybody know.
What's up, guys? I go by Krim Kane. This is LeVar Cook here with the Status Bro Show.
And I listened to a couple of his tracks. I particularly like that first one on your LP. Ryan, come over right here. Make sure I can still hear you. There you go. Thanks, buddy.
Here.
You got to get your notepads right down our burps. All right, sweet. He's all over it. I like this guy. I think this guy's going to work out. Don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, before we get into our special guests, I'm going to talk about the tripping thing. You know that spot, that stoplight, right by the RTVF building on the side, by the parking lot where you park to go into the studio?
Yeah.
Where, you know, you get a good spot. Have you ever noticed that above that storm grate right there, there's like a chicken wire fencing over it?
No.
It's not there right now. They moved it. And I swear they moved it because it's a...
Nice.
You're supposed to fucking let them know. It's a work in progress.
Was that a cough?
Do you have your stopwatch ready?
Yeah, that's why I didn't alert him. It was a cough.
You can just say Burt Masters if you want and get him.
Burt Masters?
I'm joking. Just say perpetrators. All right.
Record my like point... 10th
they moved, and I swear somebody's gonna die because of this shit. Because I was walking over there the other night just going in to do, I do a promo for them.
What time is this?
Daily. Evening.
Okay.
Afternoon, on campus, middle of the week, so lots of people around. And I'm just walking, and I'm usually cognizant of this because I've almost tripped on it before. But it trips me up, like totally throws me into the middle of the street to where I didn't actually fall on my face. I was like able to recover, but it was extremely goofy. And I was just like, God damn it! Like, motherfuck! And, like, yelled this out, and a bunch of people like, stop. Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, why aren't you writing this down?
You're supposed to be logging it.
This is point three.
Mark it.
This is legit point three.
See, a bunch of people stop and look at me, and like not only am I embarrassed, but I was like, sorry. And then some girl goes, are you okay? And that makes it even worse, because I'm like, I'm fucking fine. Okay. Yeah. Like, thanks. No, it's just humiliating.
Well, look at this kid. He looks like a swift, kick would break him in. I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah. This is Andrew's last show. Next topic, Zach and I were talking about...
Right, pal.
We haven't jumped into some good sex talk in a long time, I feel like. In fact, our last show, we completely grazed over the porno / sex talk. And Zach
last
and I,
week?
Our last show, episode 25, yeah.
Shit, I guess you're right.
We didn't mention banging or porno the whole time, which is very...
What the fuck did we talk about?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a good show, though, I thought. AJ pissed me off about one thing when we were talking about class, and then we got into it. It doesn't matter. But things... I can't be the only guy who's in it. Everybody, obviously all of us have been with, I would say a fair amount of women throughout our career, but I know Zach, the young blood Lewis, is a little bit young.
Yeah.
But still, he agreed with me on this. What the fuck? Am I the only one who's intimidated by the bra strap? You know how to do it. Like, everybody learns this, but I feel like once you get to that actual moment, I almost want to avoid it just because I'm afraid I'll fuck it up. Like, how humiliating is it to be, like, starting to go to take it off and not be able to get it off?
It can be funny. It can be good sometimes. Depends on the girl.
If it's the first time you've ever banged, it's not good.
No? Yeah, it's not a good
sign. That's not good at all, right, man? No. Go ahead and lean forward a little bit, speak up just so people can hear you. Our guest, LeVar. Should I call you LeVar or
Hello.
Crim Kane?
You can call me Crim Kane. It's my artist name.
I'll call you Crim Kane. By the way, what's the name of that song that I really like? The first one.
You said the very first one.
It's something with life.
Living Life.
Living Life. Yeah, yes. That one's really good.
Appreciate it, man. That was the first pop track I ever produced. That whole EP is self-produced, self-written, everything.
Did you make it on a MacBook, by any chance?
I didn't. I made it on a Toshiba.
Nice.
It has a very
$300 laptop. I made all that shit on.
You got some Daft Punk qualities in there, I gotta say.
They're one of my influences, man. Discovery is like one of my faves, dude.
It's a great album.
And how do you feel about the bra strap? It can be scary, right?
It's pretty scary. Like my first time doing it, we kind of joked about it, her and I, and it turned out to be pretty good. I mean, if you can do it and fuck it up and just make a joke out of it, you'll still end up having a good night.
That's right. If you can make it funny, then you're still going to get laid.
If you can make it funny, it'll be good.
You never know the positioning either. It could be center of the back. It could be off to the side of the back. It could even be in the front.
It could be in the front.
It could be in the front.
The first one I had was like two straps. It was so freaking weird. It was like a strap there and a strap there. I was like, holy shit. Like,
talk louder, just so you know. I want to make sure. I just want to make sure everybody gets it, you know. Yeah, local musician Crim Kane here with us. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, man?
Grew up in Wichita Falls, Texas. Small ass town, like about 2 hours north of here. As far as music goes, man, I've been doing music for a long ass time. I'm originally a drummer, and then got into piano, and I started rapping in high school. One of my friends got me into it, and it just took off from there.
Were you ever in a band playing any of those other instruments?
Yeah, I actually used to be in a band around here. They go by the Terrestrials now, but before they were that, they used to be called Liquid Chill, and I was with them. I've been with a few bands around the area, so I've definitely had some band experience.
Cool,
as
man.
A drummer, of course.
Why don't you tell us a little about your sex life, because you were mentioning a specific girl. And I want to know, is this the first girl you ever banged, or is this just the most recent girl you banged?
This was the first. You're talking about the double bra clip strap thing?
Yeah, because I don't even know what the fuck that is.
That's a hell of a thing to lay on a guy's
I thought it was a granny strap.
You need a textbook
first.
For that kind of shit.
We were both 18, but I was like,
How old are you now?
Well, I'm 22 right now.
Okay.
So I'll be 23 next year.
So how old were you when you lost your virginity?
Believe it or not, I was a freshman in college.
No shit.
It was my second week in college in the dorms, man. It was crazy.
2 weeks in, it's not bad.
How old were you?
I was 18.
Okay. Yeah. Because I would say, I think we're all, a lot of us are late bloomers here for some reason and actually getting the deed done. I was fucking 17 when it happened. AJ, you?
I was same age as you, man.
Zach, the Youngblood Blues?
17.
Come on, Ryan, come and talk. Get in here. Make sure everybody can hear you. Talk a lot.
Hello. How you doing?
When did you first get your dick wet? Sorry for being crude.
That's no problem. I was 16.
Oh, whoa, that's quite all right.
Shit. Okay. Nice. Fucking almost rock star 17. In our midst. Nice. Did you take a bra off?
No.
See, you don't really have to do it. It's something you can totally overlook, I feel like.
I'm pretty sure if any girl had actually been willing to bang me when I was 16, I would have been like, I don't care at all. Like, just, can I get this done?
No, I would have done the same thing.
Can we get this done?
Yeah. No matter what, the first time you get laid, it's going to suck.
Yeah, see, in high school, man, I wasn't thinking about that at all because we would have this guy coming in town named David Gordon, and he would always, like, I think it was like once a month, they would show those slides and shit.
Like an STD scare test thing?
Yeah, I would be freaked
out
about that, and I was like, But then I got to college, I'm like, you know what? What the fuck? Just gonna go for it.
They do a good job of that in high school, I gotta say. They're like, don't be afraid of sex. It's a natural thing. But if you fuck a girl, your dick's gonna shrivel up and fall off. Just saying. Or you're gonna get pregnant. You're gonna get a girl pregnant, your life's over.
Even worse.
Yeah.
Now everybody take some rubbers.
Yeah. Have a couple of condos.
16. Ryan, I'd say you take the record for the Status Bro Show, but I think that goes to Corey's guest on episode like 15.
Oh, is she 15?
What? No, what was he like?
Yeah, he said he was like fucking 12.
I thought he was 12. Right.
Yeah. What was his
name? I was
name?
Like, God, Jason.
Dude, I swear, at 12, I was still 12
years old.
I still thought girls had cooties at 12.
I don't even know that I could come when I was 12 years old. I mean,
you couldn't release the hostages.
I don't know if I could have shot a load.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You couldn't bust your nuts yet.
You have to start thinking of third world countries where that's legal.
My nuts were not bustable yet.
And what kind of sick woman is like, oh, the kid's 12? I'm like, fuck him.
I think she was 15.
I don't remember. The 3 years that exist between 12 and 15 may as well be fucking 10 years.
Agreed.
I mean, that's
a lifetime.
Yeah, dude. So, like, an adult, like, say you're, whatever, my age, 28, and you bang someone who's, like, 22, 23, that's not that big of a deal. Mm. But you want to talk about the age gap between when you're that young? There's a huge discrepancy there, I feel like.
That kid was raped, and he just doesn't realize.
Yeah, that's what I... I'm pretty sure I said that on the show.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you were legitimately raped. You know that?
So we heard about the first time you were raped. When did you first get laid?
Exactly. So wait, which bra strap do you prefer? Back, front, side,
back,
double?
I guess. Back, the front's always weird because you feel weird doing it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, hey, your computer went... Just so everybody knows, we are broadcasting live on Ustream now.
Everything
will be available tomorrow on the Apple iTunes Store. You can reach us through our Twitter or Facebook, now run by our producer, Mr. Ryan Scharfenberg.
Congratulations, Ryan.
And if you have any input, please email us at thestatusbroshow@gmail.com.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Email. Another thing about sex that I wanted to bring up that I haven't... I don't know how this has never come up on the show before. Weird sounds.
Weird sounds.
Weird sounds.
During sex?
Yes.
Like a fart?
Well, no. Well, sounds that sound like a fart but aren't actually a fart.
Yeah, haven't we brought up creeps before on the show?
I'm telling you, this could happen other ways. Like, for some reason, this has happened to me in this particular position with multiple girls. I don't know why. But say a girl's, like, laying on her stomach and you're on top. You know that position?
Yeah.
It's like missionary, except she's flipped over.
What is that called?
I
want to say lazy dog, but I thought it was on the side.
Yeah, the lazy dog is on the side.
Lazy dog.
There's nothing lazy about this one. It's still missionary. You're just getting the from-the-back advantage.
Yeah.
But that has produced some weird noises for me. Like, the sound of, like, my stomach hitting the ass makes like...
Why don't you lose some weight, you fat fuck?
I weigh like 145 pounds. It's 6 feet tall. Soaking wet.
Like I said, you can drop a few LBs, man.
It's kind of amazing. You know,
if I dropped a few LBs, I'd die.
Every day.
Nobody knows what I'm talking about here. You never heard that kind of a thing?
That
the sound of skin flapping never made a weird noise to you?
No.
Never?
The skin smacking
awesome,
together
man.
Is awesome. Yeah. But well, I've never heard like a... To make the noise again?
I don't know. It's like a...
Never heard that, no.
It wasn't really like that. You can always get yourself in a position, though, to make it go away, kind of. But I feel like it also happens, not even on a queef sense, but just when everything's like... really messy down there, you're just more likely to hear noises. Now, the queef noise, if that's what you want to talk about, is, and nobody will argue it's most likely going to happen with doggy.
Really?
Yes!
Yeah. I get that with missionary a lot. Yeah,
really?
Thank you,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So
Chris Kramer.
Krim Kane.
Krim Kane, my bad.
Krim Kane!
Fuck.
Remember his fucking name.
That was what I was saying. Sorry, I was thinking, like, what the fuck...
All right, hey, by the way, before I jump into the weird sex noises thing, elaborate further, why don't you tell us about when your show is, man?
Oh, yeah, so...
I will be there.
Awesome, I hope all you guys will be there, but there's going to be a big show tomorrow, the Local Artist Series. It's going to be Thursday tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Be there, it's a free show. It's going to be on campus at the Library Mall. Man, we have some amazing artists. Myself and Janae, a recent graduate from UNT, his band and DJ... Mr. Veblen, he's going to be in town. He's a professional DJ, only at 19. He's been in tons of Red Bull competitions, and he's amazing. So there's a lot of talent that's going to come out tomorrow, so hopefully you guys can be there. It's a free freaking concert, so you have no excuse.
How many artists are there performing, then?
It's two artists, plus I have some guests coming on that I don't want to announce yet. But
you'll absolutely make sure to mention the Status Bro Show.
Of course, the Status Bro Show will be in the building, of course.
Absolutely.
Get on and hear me talk about my sex life.
Bringing you the best in sex information. So it's going to be a good show. I have, it's a local artist series, but it's not just musicians. We have local businesses. Dallas Curly with Singularity Records is going to be there. That's the same level that signed the Aphrodisiacs. He's their management. They're going to be there to show out. And just
who the fuck are the Aphrodisiacs?
The Aphrodisiacs. Are you serious?
No,
yeah,
like
I don't
you
know
fucking
that.
Know.
I don't. I'm a fucking retarded.
I
don't follow local music.
The Aphrodisiacs, they're one of the best bands in Denton.
No shit?
Yeah, you guys should check them out sometime.
Denton's full of fucking bands, dude.
I feel bad. I've lived in Denton for so long, I should probably be up on this kind of shit.
Yeah.
You and I, we work in the fucking business locally.
Right? We do music. Yeah, shit. We should know.
We should know.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. But yeah, man, I'm definitely going to be there. Zach, are you going to go?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
You're
going to be going forward?
In class till 9.
Ryan.
That's all good, man.
What time is it?
You and me, bro.
It starts at 7, but we probably won't go on until like 7:30-ish. You know how the music is, right? We have like a 3-hour window.
Yeah. Just damn it.
So.
I wish, dude. If I had like a good break in there or something, I'd be like, yeah, swing by.
Well, I'll fucking
hell,
be there.
I'll
where's
campus,
the Library Mall?
There.
On
well,
campus?
There's the library, and it's that big courthouse area next to the library.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of mall used to refer to like an open area?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know where the fuck he's talking about.
You walk out of the library, turn to your left, there's like a big... You can't.
Which library?
It.
Willis?
Willis.
Oh, okay.
There's yeah.
I know exactly Willis. The area you're talking about now. It's close to like where the chemistry building is, like the old one?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So behind the administration.
So it's outdoors.
Yeah, it's going to be outdoors.
That's pretty badass.
You're going to hear us all
right?
over campus, so it's going to be amazing.
You know, one person I haven't heard from hardly at all this week is AJ. I know he and I got a little confrontational early in the show, but I heard he had a couple things he wanted to talk about this week.
Nah, not anymore, man.
Oh, come on.
You guys got confrontational? I didn't notice.
Yeah. Fucking wise ass. Hold on, swap spots. Hey, get Ryan in here real quick. I'm going to talk to him about his 16-year-old getting laid thing. Hey. Just give a couple minutes, and then we'll get Krim Kane back on.
You didn't have privacy, right?
Yeah, get him on the Ustream.
All right, what's up, man?
All right, so you're obviously still in high school.
Yes.
How did you know this girl?
You weren't graduated from high school.
Don't assume
16.
It was a girl.
Fucking dumbass.
You could have been a dropout. You can't drop out when you're 16. It doesn't matter. Go ahead. You can with parent consent.
Your GED?
Yeah.
That's it.
Tell us.
Go ahead.
Everybody who's ever been on the show knows that I love details, so I'm going to grill the shit out of you on this.
All right, basically, we were dating for about a month.
Talk a little louder.
We were dating for about a month, and...
It's a microphone, not a megaphone.
You need to speak up, sir.
And basically, yeah.
Was she hot?
Yeah.
Do you have any pictures?
I don't.
Did she blow you first?
No.
I don't know. I just want to... Really?
How were the boobs?
No. I always I always find it weird when a guy's banged a girl that never blew him. I mean, that happens for like a one-night standy situation, but this sounds like it was a long-running thing.
We're both not experienced, you know what I mean?
Oh, so, okay. So she had never...
done the deed.
Never blown anybody is what I'm wondering that.
Oh, I don't know about that, but yeah. I don't know. It's kind of blurry.
How old was she?
She was 17.
Older chick. How'd you do it, Mish? Standard Mish?
Standard.
Yeah,
me too.
Standard. Sleeveless? Did you wear a bag?
no bag.
Nice!
Yeah.
Did you withdraw or did you just go ahead and bust a nut?
I used protection.
I thought you just said you went sleeveless.
Oh, sleeveless.
Did you wear a condo or not? No. I don't care what the fuck clothes you were wearing. I thought about what your cock was wearing.
Yeah, we did everything the right way, you know.
Nice.
All right, that's enough out of you. Get out of here.
In high school, they share all those STD pictures. Shit. Yeah.
Krim King, come tell us about your first sexual encounter.
Jesus Christ.
What's wrong with that? I've done this with every person who's ever been on this show.
Yeah.
Well, you don't like it, Andrew? You got some topics. I wanted to hear what you had to talk about. He brings good stuff. I don't know why he's clamming up on us.
Huh? No, dude, I rub people the wrong way. I don't want
to. That is true. Nobody can question that.
What are you doing? Hey, you asked the guy to talk, then you insult the man. Come on. Yeah.
No, I thought he had some stuff.
No, it's okay.
Oh, come on. Krim
Kane, we would like to hear
I thought AJ and I had settled everything. I thought this was over.
This is like the second radio interview I've ever had, and this is like the first time that I've ever been asked questions about my sex life.
Well,
this is crazy.
Welcome to the status quo, man.
This is really the status bro show.
I hope it don't scare you off. I hope you'll come back.
No, I like it. I love it. It's real.
All right, thanks. What's real is how pissed off AJ is at me, and he doesn't want to talk about any of his stuff because I said he rubs people the wrong way. Come on. All right, forget him. So you were in college dorm, huh?
College dorm as a freshman, man.
As a freshman, that's a good way to start.
Oh, yeah, to be honest with you, it really wasn't that enjoyable the first time.
Yeah.
I really did not
like
it.
But you still finished.
I really didn't.
Seriously?
I didn't.
Now, see, this is an interesting development because who has never finished the first time?
I really didn't, man.
Not me.
It didn't. You didn't finish your first time you had sex?
No, man, like, not me, I did finish.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Ryan?
Yeah.
AJ?
I did, but, like, I didn't really feel, I didn't enjoy it, and I didn't feel proud of it or anything. It was more just like, yes, lost my virginity.
She was passed
out.
Does
it not count? Does it not count as losing your virginity if you don't finish?
You've been waiting your whole life?
It does.
Huh?
Like,
I think it's
fuck yes. Isn't that what everybody's doing? Every teenage boy is, like, counting down to that moment.
As long as you got in, it counts as losing
everything
your fucking virginity.
Everything goes downhill from there.
What are you talking about? Everything's uphill from there.
Yeah, I would say
pussy only gets better after that. Yeah. Sorry for being crude. Continue.
Yeah, I mean, it was actually a girl I really, really had feelings for. And when we did it, I just didn't feel like I thought it was going to feel. So
were you nervous?
I wasn't nervous at all. It just didn't feel enjoyable.
Had you been drinking?
I haven't been drinking.
Weird.
No smoking, no drinking, none of that stuff.
You didn't feel some, like, chemistry, like, spark connection
the
because you liked this girl so much?
It was kind of funny because the chemistry was going right until we had sex, and I just kind of felt like this really isn't what I thought it was. Like, or she isn't the girl I thought that she was, pretty much. And then we both got hella tired, and I was like, okay, I'm going to sleep.
We're done here.
Yeah, we're finished.
I don't know. I mean, I know all about second thoughts. So I know where you're coming from on that and like things changing around people. But I always still come. Doesn't matter how, even how despicable I feel, even no matter how weird the circumstance, I'm always still going
to
finish.
You needed a new Facebook description. I think that we need to go back and get the audio for that.
What did I say?
You're a piece of shit.
Why? Why am I a piece of shit?
It doesn't matter how despicable I feel. I'm always going to come.
Well, yeah, I'm there. You know, you might as well.
How old was she?
We were both 18.
Did you wear a bag?
Yes, I did.
Good for you. Smart
I did, of course. It's the first time, you know, I'm not looking for any baby mama drama.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Shit,
so.
My first time, I also wore a bag, for the record.
Did you? Yeah.
I did.
I didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude.
Well, how did you know it was safe?
It was a heat of the moment thing. I didn't. And I did the first thing every dude does the first time he didn't wear a bag. I freaked the fuck out the whole month.
Did you pull out?
Shit. Well, yeah.
What'd you do with the sauce?
Jesus. Kevin.
I dispersed it accordingly.
That means you come on her boobs?
Yeah.
On her face?
On her stomach.
Any spot on a woman is a good place to shoot a load. You can go feet, legs, back, stomach, chest,
holy
face,
shit.
Hair.
Are you trying to say that you shot a load on a woman's feet before?
No, I haven't, but I would. I'm not totally opposed to it.
I think you're full of shit. I think you lie.
I have not. Come on. You know I would love to.
You've been banging for 10 years. You said you've never shot a load before, but like on a woman below her waist.
You're right. I don't think that I have. Okay, you know what? Okay, you're talking about on the actual woman. Yeah. But there's times where I pulled out and just shot the sauce like below the waist, but like not on her body. I can think of a time that happened right over there on the carpet where I did that.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I didn't know her well enough to just fucking shoot a load on her.
Well, you shot a load.
But
on
you
the
knew
carpet?
Her well enough to pull off and jerk off in front of her and squirt a load on the carpet?
I don't know. I wait till every guy. Okay, first of all, when it comes to pulling out, every guy does this. I wait till the absolute last possible second to do it. So I'm pretty much on the cusp when I do it, so I know it's going to take a couple of quick pumps. Because no guy wants a girl watching him jerk it.
I really think any girl would be like incredibly off-put if it was like the first time or something and you all of a sudden pulled off like, ah!
No.
I hope the Wii U stream caught that because I was very proud of that.
They might have.
All right.
Oh my goodness.
Am I even still on this thing? No, say it's a girl that you just, you've only banged like twice. And you had already established that there was a birth control scenario. You know her well, you trust her, so you just go ahead and bust a nut. And then say she gets sick and she's taking antibiotics, which is in this particular circumstance, which could fuck with birth control. So in that instance, she says, I want you to pull out, but you don't know her well enough just to pull out and shoot a fucking load on her, but you know her, you know, so you just do it where you gotta do it. I feel like that's what Zach did in the scenario he's talking
like,
about.
Why would you not at least ask, like, you know, if you want to, like, hey, can I blow a load on your tits or something like that?
I feel awkward. That's why I like that. This is a girl I don't know that well. I'm like on the cusp, and I'm gonna be like,
well, maybe you phrase it more clinically. Maybe you say, can I ejaculate on your breast?
That sounds way worse.
So you're telling me that you would have busted a nut inside the chick, but you don't know her well enough to blow it on her.
Well, yes! That's exactly what I'm saying. Blowing it on her is like is a way different thing. Does nobody know
totally,
what I'm talking about?
That's the total opposite.
Dude, yeah, you got this so
like
bad
you would
ones.
You would feel okay blowing a load right on her body, but like inside is like way off limits.
Yeah, but you know,
maybe I'm just a bold guy, alright? I don't know. Apparently not bold enough just to blow a load on her whatever the fuck. If you gotta blow a load on a girl, where do you want to blow a load most?
On?
Yeah.
Somewhere in.
Tits?
Really? I don't know that I've really done the tits that much.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your go-to?
Oh, I like the back of the ass. Yeah, definitely.
That's so weird.
That's not bad. Yeah. That's
really?
Probably second.
Is it just like you can appreciate it? Be like,
actually, no, I take
I
it back. I think
there.
I take back her ass, yeah.
Thank you. Well, yeah, of course I appreciate it. She's not going to appreciate it.
I want them to appreciate it.
True.
No girl's ever gonna appreciate getting cum on.
I don't know, but if they like me enough, they'll tell me they do. So.
Yeah, no, I had one girl who was really freaky. She likes like when I would do it on her face, but I ended up feeling bad about it.
Yeah, I don't think any girl has ever liked some dude jizzing on her face ever.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but you still want to do it. It's like being in a porn. It's fun.
Yeah.
Everybody likes porn.
It's fun for you,
Ryan. You like porn,
right? Hey, Ryan,
right?
You ever jizzed on a chick's face?
I don't think so, man.
But you ever shot it on the back or ass?
Yes.
There you go. AJ, you never did that once?
Shot in the back of your ass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you liked it, right?
It's okay.
How about you, Krim King?
No, I've actually had it all in the front and a few times in the mouth. That was pretty
scary. Yeah, the mouth was always
that's
great.
Cool.
Yeah.
Your but mouth or hers?
Hers. Oh my god.
This guy.
Oh, you rascal. Obviously, that doesn't count. I mean, getting a BJ and finishing in the mouth isn't the same thing as banging and then finishing in the mouth. That's a whole other beast, right?
No.
I was kind of proud of us last week because we never brought this up and the show didn't devolve into
what it is right now.
Let's be a bit more high-minded than this, guys. I think we have a wider palette than this now. Okay.
I feel like you're goofing on a past cast member.
Huh? Yeah, no, that being said, hold on. Would you rather blow a chick? Which one's worse?
blow a chick?
Sorry, blowing your load on a chick or blowing your load in her mouth?
Which would I rather do?
Which one's more socially acceptable in your book?
More socially acceptable?
Okay, well, it depends. If you
I'd rather blow it in her than on her.
No, that's a totally different thing because if you blow in her mouth from a BJ, you're already in that territory.
Right.
If she doesn't say anything, you are fairly you are safe to assume that that's good to
Silence
go.
Silence means yes.
Yes. Now, banging and then pulling out and finishing in her mouth, that's fucking freaky, dude. That's something totally different.
Yes, that's me, dude.
But, like, you've done it from a BJ.
Not from a BJ. It's always
you never
been,
came
like,
to chick's mouth from a BJ?
Just banging and going straight to the top.
Oh, that's exactly what I thought you were even
awesome.
Saying.
Awesome! That's a good one.
That is pretty good. By the way, that's going to be your sweeper. In fact, stick around. We're going to have you record a sweeper to go with that.
Yeah, banging and going straight to the top.
Yes.
I like that.
Started from the bottom. Now I'm here, dude.
This kid's great.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah, so...
is there anything else you want to promote? You know, because we got about 5 minutes left, and I want to make sure you get...
Into some music. 5 minutes left for the whole show?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah.
We worked fast.
Yeah, I see that. I already gave all my shout-outs, pretty much. Actually, one more. I want to shout out Poetic Justice. They're going to be at the show tomorrow to show some support. And just want to kind of give an update on what's going on. I have a show tomorrow, 7 o'clock. I'll also be at Andy's on Halloween for the Halloween show opening up for Fab Deuce. Should be pretty exciting. And also, we have a show in October sometime for anybody that's from Wichita Falls. I'll be under the management of KK4L, Crunk Kids for Life. We'll be at Club Crush, and it'll be awesome. We don't know the date for sure, but it will be on a weekend sometime. But, yeah, that's all it for the shows. And I actually brought you guys a gift.
Oh, really? I love when people do that. Scharfenberg, why don't you bring us a fucking gift? You better not come empty-handed next week.
Yeah, so I started taking rap seriously when I was about 13, 14.
So you do technically classify yourself as a rapper. Because that one track, your other ones were much more... You had almost a West Coast sounding...
Yeah,
sound
kind
of beast, like a mellow... But that one Life, the one that I really
Living
like...
Life,
that's a
pop
very
track.
Pop
yeah,
track.
I appreciate it. I'm going to be performing that live. To be honest with you, the very first rap video I saw, the first two, I think, was... Stay Fly by 3-6 Mafia and Got My Vans On by The Pack. And
Jesus,
I just really love The Pack.
Oh,
man.
Still Fly was by Big Timers, I believe.
It was, dude. So, yeah, I really like that West Coast feel, man. It's just so chill and so young. But
I love that shit, too.
Yeah, so I think maybe like around 07, I recorded my own very own album myself. And it was with me and another friend. And then 2 years later, I did my very own like solo album under my own record label, Feed the Fish Records, which is not a business anymore, but here's the complete package album if you guys want to check
man.
That out. This is my very first album.
Actually, it looks really fucking legit.
Looks yeah, dude.
It's,
we,
I mean,
very
it's in
official.
A jewel case and everything.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time on that album, and I was very proud. I think I was probably like 15 or 16 when I had that, and we did some shows around the high school, around the town, and I was very proud, man. I spent a lot of time and I made like close to a grand off of it profit selling
Jesus,
CDs.
That's
so
really cool, man.
Yeah, it felt good. I was like, damn, I want to take this up to a mill or something.
Look, man, I really appreciate you coming in. I hope you will come back, chill with us again sometime.
Yeah,
I just want to give everybody a little applause for our guest from Kane. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You can catch him tomorrow night at UNT campus at the Library Mall at what time?
At 7 o'clock p.m. Please be there. Make sure to follow me on Twitter if you have Twitter at Crim Kane, CRIMCAYNE.
7
Twitter.
O'clock. I will be there representing for TSBS. On that note, I'm going to head and call it. A couple minutes earlier this week, I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Andrew Edgren.
Go fuck yourself, Internet.
Our new producer, Ryan Scharfenberg.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you guys next week on the Status Bro Show.